Welcome to Mayor Bloomberg's 12,500 square foot, five-story home. This home is a part of the Historic Landmarks Preservation Commission District. What is the Landmark Preservation Commission? Well, it is the largest municipal preservation agency in the country, responsible for protecting New York City's architecturally, historically, and culturally significant buildings in order to preserve their original integrity. The Landmark Preservation Commission protects over 37,000 historical buildings and sites located through 149 districts in all five boroughs and sites by granting them landmark or historic district status and regulating them after designation. The featured home here at 17 East 79th Street sits on a unique block named the Cook Block, which was originally part of the Lennox family farm, and the last block facing Fifth Avenue with all of its original houses intact. As commerce moved uptown in the post-Civil War era, the upper-class families were concerned that the commerce would encroach and take over residential options. In the 1870s, Henry Cook, a banker, purchased the block between Fifth Ave and Madison Ave and East 78th and East 79th Streets to try and erect a barrier between the encroachment of hotels and department stores. He designated the block of East 79th to be single-family houses only, a key factor to this street being old large homes. The home that you see here today has evolved over the decades. The original Beauards limestone building was built in 1880 by J. Bentley Squire, who built a row of nine brownstones along 79th Street, just off of Fifth Avenue. These homes were designed in the New Grec style by the architects of David and John Jardine. Bloomberg's mansion featured here sold in 1881 for a mere $41,000, which is equivalent to $980,000 today. In 1907, this property underwent a refurbishment to remodel the brownstone into a more modern, neoclassical-style American basement mansion. Following the renovations, the original New Grec-style brownstone was unrecognizable, turning it into the white limestone you see today. Featuring a balustrade balcony on the fourth floor and garlands below the cornice, a mansard roof and copper-framed dormers, the home featured 15 rooms and five bathrooms. Over the decades leading up to Bloomberg's purchase of the home in 1986, there were several notable owners, including famous Broadway producer Leonard Sillman. The living room in the Broadway show The Producers was based off of Sillman's living room in this home, as well as renowned portrait artist René Robert Bouche. In 1986, Bloomberg purchased the mansion for approximately $3.5 million. Bloomberg hired esteemed decorator Jamie Drake to renovate the interiors, installing Adams-style plater ceilings in the bedrooms and paving the foyer with rare Egyptian marble and a George III armoire, to name a few notable enhancements. Over the past few decades, Bloomberg acquired the neighboring property units of the white 1880 Neo-Grec co-op townhouse to transform the 7,500-square-foot townhome into a 12,500-square-foot home where he resided throughout his tenure as mayor of New York City, the first mayor to not inhabit the Gracie Mansion. Bloomberg currently owns five of the six units in the neighboring townhome, and neighbors say it's only a matter of time before he owns the final unit and completes his transformation into a full two-townhome mega-mansion.